on the news line with us now. Dr. Jennifer Silva's on the line. She's a Bucknell University assistant professor of sociology. We invited her to talk to us about the series that continues at Bucknell, The 60s at 50. Welcome aboard, Jennifer. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks so much for having me.
Let me ask, get your opinion quick, and then we're going to talk about this week's speakers. In a nutshell, as a sociologist, is it feasible to sort of give a elevator speech about what the legacies and consequences are of the 60s as we go through this tumultuous 20-teens?
Absolutely, and our speaker who's coming up is going to focus mostly on the transformation of American family life. And I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that the American family over the last half century has changed more drastically than it has almost in any other period of our history. And so we'll be talking about extreme changes in gender and marriage and how children are brought into the world, and also in things like divorce and cohabitation.
June Carbone is coming, who happens to be the Robina Chair in Law, Science, and Technology at Minnesota Law School, prolific author on biotechnology, but also family, marriage, divorce, and domestic obligations. So that factors into all of this. In the 1960s, what is she going to talk about that maybe was the most noted change within the American family?
Well, if you look back at the 1950s, you can see a society where people got married very young, and they tended to stay married and have children within marriage. And around the 1960s and 1970s, that pattern started to change dramatically. And so we have no-fault divorce. We have people living together before they got married. We also see people having children unmarried, and also then having children with multiple partners. And so these are just some of the massive changes that have befallen American families in a pretty short period of time.
Right,
and the reason why...
Well, please, continue.
Sorry, and one of the reasons why that's important is that children are growing up in very different kinds of families than they would have half a century ago.
All right, so this generation of children in those families, that sets the stage for families that are thriving these days with their kids.
That's absolutely right. And one of the main points that Professor Carbone is going to talk about is that we actually have seen American families become more unequal. So people with college degrees actually tend to form families that look a lot like they did in 1950. So people with college degrees are more get married, they're less likely to divorce, they're more likely to have children within marriage, they're less likely to have children with more than one father, and they're also more likely to wait to have kids until they're financially stable. And, you know, these kids of the more educated people really benefit from their parents' stability in terms of health and education and their own relationships.
And the other side of that, please.
Yeah, so the other side, so Americans with less than a four-year college degree, they look very, very different. So, you know, they're more likely to have children young and to have children when they are not married. They're more likely to get divorced, but they're also more likely to just never get married at all. And we actually see something that another sociologist, Andrew Trulin, calls the marriage go-round. So lower income or less educated people tend to kind of go in and out of relationships throughout their children's lives. So, you know, they might have children with more than one person. And I don't want to blame anyone or say people are bad parents because everyone's doing their best, but for kids who have less stable families, sometimes their outcomes in terms of education and health are not as positive.
And sometimes they might be more positive? I mean, you get some kids that can come up with some pretty creative and just fabulous things and inventions and studies and so on, and lifestyles and art and so on. I guess I'm just asking you to sort of reiterate that, you know, that doesn't doom kids if they're in this other type of family.
No, I don't think it dooms kids. And I do think there is a role to play for institutions outside of the family in helping kids. So maybe a kid has a single mom who works really hard, and then they also maybe have a mentor or, you know, a coach or a pastor who also takes them under their wing, and they end up, you know, living good lives. But in general, I would say that when you have the two parents, especially if your parents have good jobs, you do kind of start out a little bit ahead.
All right. So, and these students, where is this headed in the future? So now you have, we're almost into the second generation of kids from sort of the non-traditional families where, you know, more things get, more dynamics change in that family. Where will this evolve to? Are we starting to get a sense of that, or is that why we need Dr. Carbone here?
We do need Dr. Carbone, and I think one of the main themes she will be talking about is the economy and how the economy we live in shapes people's family formation. So, you know, we have to think a lot about what kinds of jobs are available, especially to fathers, and whether, you know, dads feel like they're able to support a child or bring a child into the world. And so, you know, for those, you know, people without a college degree, it's not like they don't want to have strong, stable families. Part of it is economic, so that if they don't have a stable job, it becomes a lot harder to maintain a stable relationship.
So that would carry over into the future family dynamic. So it's almost sort of anything goes, sort of where you get led, where you get pulled as to what some of these families will evolve into in the future.
I think so. And, you know, for the millennial generation, we also see them postponing having children, possibly because they grew up during the Great Recession and it's taken them a lot longer. They have a lot of student loan debt. They don't have a lot of money to buy a house, and they're also taking longer to settle into a job. So for them, I think they might continue postponing and having children at much older ages than earlier generations.
All right, so maybe marriage is either postponed or doesn't happen at all. What about monogamy? Do people still tend to settle down, these younger families, with a significant other?
I think that monogamy and a stable, lasting marriage with your soulmate is still the goal or dream for most Americans. So almost everyone still values marriage and wants to get married and stay married. But I think that there are challenges, especially, for example, if a couple is struggling to have a stable job, struggling to find childcare, struggling to pay the bills, it becomes a little bit harder to deal with that family stress, right? Especially when you have a baby. And then we see that relationships get a lot more difficult and challenging. And, you know, there's not a lot of support for people who want to have a good marriage. You know, there's not a lot of support from communities or neighborhoods or, you know, churches to help people really invest in their marriages and stay married.
All right, so this is at 7 p.m. at Bucknell Hall this Thursday on Valentine's Day, so good a day as any to sort of dissect the family. So monogamy seems to still be in. What about domestic obligations? Bucknell's talking about that as one of the things that Carbone is pretty prolific on. Is the division of labor within the home evolving?
You know, I think so, especially for these more educated couples. There has been a change since the 1950s or 60s where women have more access to contraception and are also more likely to invest in their own educations and also be, you know, working outside the home. And, you know, the men are more likely to be doing domestic tasks, helping with kids or housework. And so there's a little bit more, I would say, equality between spouses going on, although I don't think that it is equal yet. I would say that in the less educated families, this can be a little bit harder to sustain, partly because if parents aren't married when they have children, or sometimes their relationships aren't very strong when they get into a relationship, there's also often a lot more kind of tension and stress between the parents, which can make sharing responsibilities more difficult.
All right, well, we've had a series of individuals come to the campus. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to tell us what you've learned from this series. But we are talking about Bucknell University's 60s at 50, bringing several noted academic figures to Bucknell University. 7 p.m. Bucknell Hall this Thursday is when June Carbone comes. Dr. Carbone is the Robina Chair in Law, Science, and Technology at Minnesota Law School. She's qualified to talk about a lot of things that have happened in family and marriage and divorce, but also biotechnology. So now you have the influence of outside influences, maybe medical influences or technological influences affecting all of this as well. All of this is sort of, is her most recent work is Red Families versus Blue Families. So we have, of course, our political time to layer over top of this. Dr. Silva, what have you learned so far from this good series?
I would say what I have learned is that so much of what we think about equality and social justice and social class and fairness, so much of that has just completely broken apart. And I think our country has become more and more divided over these issues. And the reason why I really like this series is that it forces all of us to interact with people who might not think like we do, and to do it in a really respectful way where you're allowed to ask challenging questions, but people are also very open to hearing contentious or different views from their own. And so I think the big picture I've taken away, and that I hope I've taught my students, is that it's really important to not be afraid of people who don't think like you, and to be willing to show up and listen to new ideas.
All right. I'm not going to ask you what's going to happen in the future, but please know you have an open mic here. Ponder that and go through the series and prepare for your future interview where we ask you, where are we headed? What's our society and what's our family going to look like in the decades ahead? Thank you so much, Jennifer. Very much appreciated. Thanks for calling in today.
Thanks so much for having me.
I do appreciate that. Jennifer Silva, PhD from Bucknell University and Assistant Professor of Sociology on the series that continues this Thursday at Bucknell University, 7 p.m. at Bucknell Hall.